Today's April 25th, 2015, and this is Comics Use Podcast number 69. I'm Taro Gasaward, my good friend Jay Stone, and today we're just going to ramble a little bit about some of the upcoming superhero movie trailers we've seen yet. None of the movies have actually been released, unless you're some kind of a fancy schmancy movie reviewer gets them in advance, but we have not seen them. But we have seen the trailers, like a lot of people. So let's do this in somewhat alphabetical order, at least for the first three. And the big one that's coming up first, yeah, I think May 1st release or something, is Avengers 2 Age of Ultron. What do you think, Jay? What did you like the trailer, and what do you think of, what are your speculation about the movie based on, you know, what we've seen in the trailer?
Which trailer, though?
Anyone. Okay. Trailers. Let's just use...
Trailer, okay. I thought the Pinocchio one was pretty freaky. Was that the first one that came out?
I think so.
I think that was the first one.
Yeah.
Right, where they had the Pinocchio song, No yeah. Strings on Me?
Right.
That was a little weird. I like that one.
Yeah, that was more like a horror movie kind of trailer.
Yeah, it was. The recent one, I haven't seen it. The most recent one, I kind of liked, but then I'm also afraid that it's become formulaic.
Yeah, I have the same reservation about what I've seen in the trailer so far. It's you know, heavy on action, a couple of in-jokes, and a little bit of bantering, a bunch of threats, and then I'm not sure what else.
Yeah, I'm not sure I mean, I want to go see it the first night it opens up.
Oh, yeah,
but
sure.
But to be honest, I think part of, you know how Marvel released its slate for the next series of movies?
Yeah.
In a way, I'm almost looking forward to seeing those more than this one.
Oh, really?
Well, because Civil War is going to come out.
Yeah.
Infinity Gauntlet or Infinity War is going to come out.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, I never really ever liked Ultron anyway. Because I just never liked the character. He was like a Superman type character because he was so all powerful.
Yeah.
And the only way that he got beat that I remember, though, the only one I remember reading was the one where Scarlet Witch beat him.
Right.
Because of her hex power, right?
Right. Changing and abilities. Then I was,
yeah, and then I was like, oh, really? That's how you defeat Ultron? So
too powerful.
I mean, he's indestructible, right?
Yeah.
And he regenerates, he keeps on coming back. The only real thing I'm looking forward to in Age of Ultron is Vision.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Because I'm a big Vision fan.
I hope they don't mess that up.
Favorite Avenger.
Yeah.
I know. They have a good actor, right? Paul Bettany? Bethany?
Yeah.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah, I hope they don't mess it up. But you know what? You know, one thing that does puzzle me, maybe. Well, maybe it doesn't puzzle me from a release order point of view, but from a story point of view, is that Ant-Man comes out after Avengers 2. And I think it would have made more sense, you know, from a comic book fan point of view, to have Ant-Man first. I mean, and I realize that the Ant-Man isn't the Hank Pym Ant-Man, but Hank Pym is in the movie.
Yeah.
Played by Michael Douglas, right? As an older gentleman.
Yeah.
So, and as the creator of Ultron, it would have made more, I don't know, I just think it would have made more sense to have Ant-Man foreshadow Age of Ultron by, you know, introducing us to Hank Pym, by introducing us to the Scott Lang version of Ant-Man, and, you know, maybe the prototype of Ultron or something. But that's not what's going to happen. We're going to have Avengers 2, Age of Ultron first, and then Ant-Man next. So, speaking of that, did you see any of the Ant-Man trailers?
Yeah, I did. I didn't like the first one.
Oh, you didn't?
The very first trailer?
Yeah.
The one that was super tiny?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny.
I didn't because they didn't tell me enough about this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, someone blew it up and I watched it. I mean, it was a little bit clever, but the thing I liked, I actually liked the recent one.
Yeah.
The one that just came out. That one I like. To be honest, I like that one better than I like the Avengers Age of Ultron trailer.
Yeah, I like what I see from the Ant-Man trailer too. The two questions I have, and you know, I don't know how it'll affect what I think of the movie. A, is it more of a comedy movie than an action movie? I mean, it seemed like, you know, and I don't know much about the Scott Lang version of Ant-Man, to be honest. I've never really read any of the Scott Lang stuff that I recall. Maybe some in Avengers, but you know, to me, Hank Pym is Ant-Man. And I really don't, you know, and Scott, I think it's Scott Lang version of Ant-Man anyway, but it seemed like Ant-Man, or at least, you know, a character in the movie, was very glib and light, and that's fine, you know, I like Guardians of the Galaxy, and that was all like that too. But I just wonder what the tone of the Ant-Man movie is, you know, how serious it gets, or, you know, I'm not expecting, you know, Batman Returns or anything, but we'll see how they treat Ant-Man. And he's kind of a funny character, right? I mean, when you think about it, he shrinks down to the size of an ant, blah, blah, blah. It's, you know, not your typical superhero. And for many people, it's going to be like Guardians of the Galaxy, where many people are going to go see this movie and go, who the heck is Ant-Man?
Yeah, most people don't know Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is a pretty silly character.
Yeah. I always liked it. I always liked the character. I always liked Hank Pym.
I like Hank Pym. I don't know anything about Scott Lang.
Yeah, me too.
But to me, Ant-Man's like the Aquaman of Marvel, because he talks to the ants. Aquaman talks to the fishes.
Yeah. Well, there's the Submariner, but I know what you mean.
But does Submariner talk to the animals?
I think he does, or he did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I remember him. I remember he calling, you know, the giant, you know, prehistoric beastie types to attack New York City and stuff. Yeah,
I remember that.
In Fantastic Four, yeah.
See, that's a movie they need to make.
Now, that would be a heck of a movie. I would go see a Namor Submariner.
I would, too. Yeah. Namor's a good character. I'd want to see that.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'd want to see that before I see Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I was really surprised they chose Ant-Man.
It'd be a good Avengers movie, you know, Avengers 3, you know, Atlantis Attacks or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That'd be really cool with all the blue Atlanteans.
Yeah.
Because they're all blue, right?
Yeah.
Except for him, right? He's
Except
a half-breed.
Who's right? He's a hybrid, so.
He's a hybrid.
Yeah.
And a mutant, right?
Yes, isn't that's right.
They explain that, right?
Yeah, he's not just a hybrid human Atlantean. He's also a mutant.
Yeah.
So he's kind of got it all.
Yeah, so I guess he can't be a mutant, right? He has to be an inhuman.
That's right. Which is getting more complicated with
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because Marvel can't use those words, right?
Right, right. That's right, because they don't own the X-Men mutant. That's Fox movies, right? Or Fox,
yeah,
whatever.
But the first Ant-Man trailer, I was like, oh, this is going to be a bad movie. But the second one, I was very intrigued. I want to see that movie.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope that, like Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, who most people, including me, I was really not familiar with that version of Guardians of the Galaxy. I really hope it takes off, because it'd be nice to see somebody other than Avengers characters get some play.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I think it'd be nice that, you know, if Marvel starts to branch out more into a lot of their other characters, which is kind of nice that they have the Daredevil, right?
Right.
They have Daredevil.
And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I think is really coming along nicely.
Yeah. And then they're going to have the other Defenders shows, which I think
right.
is good.
On Netflix, right.
Yes, on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm going to look forward to that. Okay, now, something that we have not been looking forward to is the Fantastic Four trailer. You know, I've seen a couple of them in the movies. I've seen the more recent ones on you know, on YouTube or whatever, and I just can't get excited about it.
Well, you know, the first Avenger Fantastic Four trailer that I saw, yeah. I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
I like that Dr. Storm's over voice or whatever you call it, narration.
Okay.
You know, I thought that was really well done. But then this recent one, right? They actually have the actual characters talking and interacting with one another.
Right.
And once that happened, it turned me off. And then to see Ben Grimm before he turns into the Thing.
Yeah.
Why did they choose another small guy?
Yeah, that made no sense, because Ben Grimm was a big guy. I mean, as a human, he was a big guy.
Yeah, he was this huge hulking person.
Yeah.
It made no sense to me.
Yeah.
And then,
again, the casting makes no sense in Fantastic Four.
I mean, it's not that they just don't really look like the characters. I just don't understand what they're really going for. They just don't seem like – they don't even, to me, seem like the Ultimate Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going for that Ultimate Fantastic Four storyline kind of thing.
Okay, maybe you can tell me this. I am completely unfamiliar with the Ultimate version of Fantastic Four. What is the origin of that version of Fantastic Four?
They don't go to space. They go to a different dimension.
Okay. And what is the movie? I forget, because the movie has some weird...
Yeah. They go to a different dimension. They don't go to space.
Oh, okay. So it's like you said, it's more like the Ultimate version.
And then the Ultimate version, everyone's young. like this one. I think everyone's young.
Yeah, yeah. This ones are pretty young too, I think.
So, like, Reed Richards is old, right?
Yeah.
It's regular Marvel.
Whatever, right, the Jack Kirby Stan Lee version.
661, whatever, the standard universe.
Right.
In Ultimate Fantastic Four, he's a young, super genius kid who's brought in because he's the only one who can solve this problem for some reason. Right. He has this secret insight or knowledge or whatever.
Right. And to give people perspective, I mean, you know, I don't have a perspective of the newer versions of the Fantastic Four, but the Stan Lee Jack Kirby version I do. And when that launched in the early 1960s, I think 63 or 64, Ben Grimm, remember, because it's 1964, Ben Grimm and Reed Richards had both been in World War II, which ended in 1945. So assuming they were very young pilots, and they were, you know, I think they were both pilots in that version and origin, they had to be at least in their early 20s, right? 21, 22, 23, which meant 20 years later, more or less, they had to be at least 40 years old. And you know, Reed Richards had the premature, well, not maybe not for everybody, he had his sideburns were graying, and you know, they're 40-year-old guys, essentially, if you do
the math. Yeah, they were older people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't like the eternal 29-year-old superhero.
Right.
Right.
Which I always thought was kind of interesting as a kid, you know, to have an older superhero.
Yeah, you're right, because they really didn't have any.
Yeah.
In either you know, Marvel or DC.
Right. Everybody in DC was 29. And Marvel, you know, ranged from the teens to, you know, maybe like mid-20s or something. So they were, the Fantastic Four was the exception to that rule. You know, as was Doctor Doom, you know, the villains in it tend to be a little bit older, but villains' ages really never mattered. And villains always tend to be a little older than heroes anyway, in comics anyway. Okay, so the big question, given that we both don't like what's being done Fantastic Four, are you going to go bother to see it in the theater, or are you going to wait for it to appear on Netflix or something?
It depends on what the reviews say. Right, if the reviews say it's really good,
which is hard to believe,
you know. But if they say it's really good, then I go. And I guess when I heard the dialogue between the characters,
yeah, which is really bad, trailer,
it just sounded horrible.
Yeah,
I mean, it just, I don't know who wrote this stuff. It just sounded really bad.
Right,
and I think you know, having the military involved with the development of their powers and all this kind of stuff,
that's just wrong.
Well, that's more like Ultimate Fantastic Four, right? So, Ultimate Fantastic Four, I really loved.
Okay, see, I never read it, so it just seems wrong to me.
They were really, I think, well written comics, and what I've seen so far in the second trailer just doesn't make me want to watch it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I've been watching the trailers develop in the theater. You know, it's been shown in a couple, you know, before a couple of movies, and you know, as well as some of the YouTube releases. And I look at them and I go, who the heck are these people? They're not the Fantastic Four. But, well, we'll see. Well, we've got a couple of months. When does it come out? Like a middle of summer, end of summer, something like that?
Sometime in the summer. I don't even know.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't been tracking.
I wish they would stop choosing actresses that don't have the hair.
Well, they can put a wig on. I mean,
well, look, right? They had in Superman Returns at Kate Bosworth.
Oh, yeah, that was just wrong.
And then they had, in Spider-Man, they had, what was her name? Not Claire Danes.
I can't remember, but I know what you're talking about.
She's not really a redhead. She's like a blonde.
Yeah.
And then they had.
Well, the worst was Amy Adams in Superman, the last Superman.
Well, yeah, but you know what? They didn't try to change it.
Yeah,
see, the other ones, they change it, and I'm like,
well, they should have dyed her hair. I mean, she's a good actress and everything, and I enjoyed her performance, but I just didn't like the hair.
And then Emma Stone in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was wrong.
I mean, like, she should be Mary Jane.
Yeah, exactly. Would have been a good Mary Jane.
I mean, why did you pick Kat Mara? She's not.
Yeah.
She's not blonde.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, Hollywood, right? I mean, you know, Fu Manchu was, you know, Caucasian, so what the heck?
Yeah, but still, you know, it can still be a little, that just still seems bizarre.
Charlie Chan, right? The Chinese detective, also played by a Caucasian.
Yeah, but based upon Hawaiian, not Hawaiian. I don't think it was Hawaiian.
It was in Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a it was based on a real detective in Hawaii.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're both disappointed with Fantastic. Well, we've been disappointed from the minute we heard about it, right? We didn't even have to see the trailer.
Yeah, but the first trailer looked, wow, this is promising. Maybe they figured out how to do it.
Oh, I didn't think it was promising.
And then it was like, the second trailer, I don't know. Fox just isn't, if it's not X-Men, Fox doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, Fox has done a good job with X-Men. I mean, I haven't liked all of them, but I've liked most of them.
The last one was just awesome. And now we have HBO Now.
Yeah.
On our Apple TV, yeah. So I can watch Days of Future Past as many times as I want before they take it away. I mean, that was the best one I've ever seen. I really liked the Days of Future Past.
Yeah, I think my daughter hadn't seen it while she was away at college, so I just bought it for her on Amazon Prime or something. She could watch it during Christmas vacation. She enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually another movie, besides Guardians of the Galaxy, it's the only other comic book movie that my wife actually likes.
Was Days of Future Past. Really? Interesting.
And it's because of the Quicksilver character.
Yeah, that was a good. I think it was portrayed well. It's way off, you know, from my version of my understanding of continuity, but I was okay with it.
Oh yeah, they did a good job with that guy.
Yeah, the special effects and everything were great.
And then the humor he brought.
Yeah, you know, which is funny because I mean we discussed it when we talked about the movie, but in the comic books, you know, Quicksilver Pietro, he was like a stiff.
He's not a fun guy, right?
I mean, he's always controlling his sister and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, he's kind of evil.
Yeah, I'm glad they lightened him up in Days of Future Past, and I think both he and the Scarlet Witch show up in Avengers somehow, right?
Oh yeah, they were at the end of the Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
right.
So even though they started off in Fox, they're going to end up in Disney Marvel. So that's kind of interesting.
And they got two good actors to play them.
Yeah, I am looking forward to that part, that and the Vision, Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver, and the Vision, and Avengers 2. Looking forward to that.
I agree.
Okay, next up is not a comic book movie, but it could be, and that's Terminator Genesis. Have you seen the trailers for that?
Yes, I actually really like it.
Me too. Because you know the last couple of Terminators are not so good, especially the one without Arnold. Well, Arnold was kind of in it, CGI'd. But, you know, the first two Terminators are classic, right?
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing a literally older Terminator played by a literally older Arnold Schwarzenegger, along with a young CGI version.
I like all the – I like the time paradox.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how that works out. I mean, there's no spoilers because you can watch – if you watch a trailer, you already know that John – oh, gosh, now I'm forgetting his
– Connor.
John Connor – is like some kind of a machine-human hybrid thing. So, I mean, that's right in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler. And so now it's like, what the heck, right? And the Terminator, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator, is a good guy. You know, Sarah Connor has already brought him over to the good guy side of the equation. So,
well, he's also old.
He's also old, right.
Which makes me think that he was sent back even earlier. Like there was a... Right, that had sent back that version of the Terminator even earlier into the past,
right?
And that he grows old because his outside body is organic, right?
Right. So we'll see how. So I'm glad you're on board with that. You know, not that we don't have to agree all the time, but I'm really kind of excited about seeing Terminator Genesis. In fact, you know, I was showing the preview to my wife, and she said, "Oh, you know, I'll be traveling." That week you'll have to wait. And I said, no, I'm not waiting.
Your wife wants to watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I said, no, I'm not waiting for you guys. I'm going to go see it as soon as it opens. But I am looking forward to it. You know, as I said, I thought the first Terminator movies were classic. The next couple of movies, not so much. But I am very much looking forward. Another one I'm kind of looking forward to. Although, really, and I haven't really seen... I don't even know if I've seen the trailer. I know I've seen some, like, you know, makeup release and stuff, is Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is based on a 1960s television series. UNCLE was, let's see, United Nations, I forget what the C is for, but you know, law enforcement is the L part. But basically, it's a James Bond type, it was a James Bond type spoof TV show. Not a comedy like Get Smart, but it was a spoof of James Bond. And I really enjoyed the show on TV as a kid. And I'm really looking forward to it coming to the big screen one more time. And the comic book tie-in is Henry Cavill, who played Superman in the last two outings, plays Napoleon Solo, which is the main character, the main super spy guy in Man from U.N.C.L.E. Are you familiar with the TV show, Jay?
Not the original, but there was, when I was a kid, they brought it back as TV movies.
Mm.
And they brought back the guy who played, what was his name?
Napoleon Bond. Solo. Yeah, yeah.
The guy who played Napoleon Solo.
Yeah.
And then the guy who played Ilya Kuryakin.
Right, who is now on NCIS.
Yeah, they brought back both of the characters.
Yeah.
In the in
movies.
In the TV show movies, right? And yeah. They battled Thresh, right?
Right.
Which was the evil counterpart. It was like Spectre.
Right, like Spectre in James Bond. Thresh was the main bad guy, super secret criminal organization in Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I really liked the TV show movies when I was a kid.
Yeah, I enjoyed the actual TV shows, you know, the original series as a kid. I don't think it was on very long. It was maybe on a couple of seasons, but it was lots of fun. You know, they had fun gadgets and... You know, they had they had fun villains and all that kind of stuff. It wasn't campy like Get Smart, which I also enjoyed, which was, you know, pure comedy.
It was kind of like I Spy?
It was I Spy in tone. It was very similar. It was serious, but with, you know, elements of comedy. So I'm hoping this current movie will be able to, big screen movie, will be able to translate that onto the big screen. You know, it's been off the air for 40-something years, 40 years, something like that. So it'll basically be new to everybody except to old people like me.
They used to have a comic, I remember.
No, I don't remember the comic, actually.
Yes, it was, I don't know who published the comic, probably the same people who did, like, Boston Space.
Yeah.
Because you remember Froggies?
Yeah, I do remember Froggies, the story, right? Yeah.
Well, that used to be right by where those Cinerama.
Right.
Right on the King Street.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I used to go to school at Maranal,
And
I would walk down and I'd go to Froggies. And they changed their name eventually, but whatever comic book store was there, and they would have these old comic books for like a 25 cents or something.
Yeah.
Really old ones, right? Just in a, you know, like a box.
Right.
So I'd buy all these things. I don't think I don't ever bought this one. But I bought, like, others. And there was a time when they used to have a lot of comic book tie-ins. They even had, like, Man from Atlantis.
Yep.
They had Lost in Space.
Yep.
They had all these old – it was probably Gold Key.
Yeah, I was just going to say it was probably Gold
probably
Key.
Probably was Gold Key.
Because they did a lot of the TV to comic book translations. And it was funny because, you know, I don't remember reading the Man from U.N.C.L.E. comic books, but they often dramatically changed the storyline, like – Lost in Space comic book on Gold Key was almost nothing like the TV show.
But it was a good comic.
It was a good comic book. I enjoyed it.
I actually liked it.
Yeah.
You know.
But it was very, very different. They also did Star Trek comic books and, you know, like you mentioned, you know, they had a whole bunch of TV shows in comic book form. So I guess we can consider Man from U.N.C.L.E. a comic book or comic views related topic. Certainly it's a movie I want to see. I'm looking forward to seeing. And I hope they don't mess it up.
Yeah, it was Gold Key.
Yeah.
Yeah, just search for it. It was, yeah, that makes sense. Gold Key, that's what they did. They did all these TV things, TV tie-ins.
Right. So I think people who enjoyed the, again, I don't really know what this. I should go look at the trailer for it. It's the only one I haven't really watched. But you know, if it was sort of a James Bondish type thing, if you enjoyed the 1960 James Bond, you enjoyed the 1960s Man from U.N.C.L.E. TV show. Not sure how close they're going to make it to the current version of James Bond, which is very dark and violent. Much more so than the 1960s, 1970s version of James Bond. So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
The story of the new film is set in the 60s.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So
it's set in the past.
It's a period piece. Interesting.
Yes, it's a period piece. Guy Ritchie is the director.
Yeah, I hope they don't make it campy like, you know, the Dr. Evil stuff and whatnot. But
no, there's some humor. I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
So there's some humor in it, but there's a lot of action.
That's good.
It's kind of, I think he, it's Guy Ritchie, so I think he's going to make it like his Sherlock Holmes movies.
Which I enjoyed a lot.
You know, so it's a bit serious, but a bit of humor.
Right.
But then, you know, Lone Ranger is Ilya Kuryakin. How do you pronounce his last name?
Ilya Kuryakin, the character?
Yeah.
The guy who played the Lone Ranger.
Armie Hammer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the guy, the Lone Ranger movie with Johnny Depp, yeah. He's the Ilya Kuryakin, correct?
Yeah. Ilya Kuryakin, for those who don't remember, the Man from U.N.C.L.E. was a United Nations thing, so it wasn't just American. So Napoleon Solo was American, the character, and Ilya Kuryakin was a Russian good guy, which was kind of unusual during the Cold War period, if you think about it.
Yeah, I think that's what I mean, I wish I could watch the old version because I'm really interested in it. Because it's, if you think about it, right, that's real different to see on American television, right? A Soviet and an American.
Yeah, it was very unusual. It was basically like Chekhov in Star Trek, right?
Yeah.
Again, you know, although it's set in the far future, you know, but it kind of hinted that, you know, in the future that the then Soviet Union and Americans had, you know, made up and were now friends. And, you know, which was Gene Roddenberry's whole thing, right? To very positive future for the human race. It'll be interesting to see how I gotta go to look at the trailer. You might want to just check on YouTube. I think you've posted. Let's just say not authorized versions of Man from U.N.C.L.E.
You know, I do enjoy those things, but at the same time, I'm like, come on. That's just not right. I mean, someone worked at it, and everyone thinks, right, it doesn't hurt anyone, but there's people behind the productions, there's people behind the distributions, there's real people who have real jobs.
I agree with that in principle, but I will say this, if it's not available anywhere else for legitimate purchase or rental or whatever, you know, it's nice to be able to see this stuff sometimes.
No, I agree with that, which is why I think that the you know, the movie industry or TV industry should provide the content.
Yep. Well, it's like, not to digress too much, but it's like iTunes for music, right? Prior to iTunes Store becoming into existence and being so easy to use and reasonably priced, generally speaking, people pirated music, right?
Yeah.
Right? They were, you know, BitTorrents, whatever it was back then. But that's how people got their digital music, because it was just too hard to get otherwise. Once iTunes and, you know, later Amazon Prime and other, you know, venues allowed you to get music in a much easier way, much less friction, and reasonably priced, 99 cents a song for the most part, I would say I don't know the statistics, but the people I know don't pirate. They go to iTunes or wherever and buy their music, or have a subscription on Google Play or Pandora or whatever and get their music that way. So people are willing to pay for content, but you got to make it available reasonably priced and in a way that's easy to digest.
No, I agree with you entirely. People, more than enough people will pay for the content. Yep. And I think people feel good about doing it.
Yep. And well, I don't know if I feel good about doing it, but I am willing to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I pay for, you know, Netflix, and I buy digital stuff from iTunes and Amazon Prime. So I'm, you know, I am willing to part with my money if people are, or the entities are able to provide the content to me in a way that I feel is fair to me. You know, that I can play it on the device I want, when I want it. And, you know, they don't make me do crazy licensing things to see something I have paid money for.
No, I agree. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. I was telling someone the other day, just because you restrict something doesn't mean the demand goes away.
Yeah.
The demand is there.
Right.
People will try to satisfy that demand, no matter what you do.
In fact, and I think it's something we discussed before, but I think we both read something somewhere where the way Netflix tries to get content licensed in various regions is they look at what's being pirated the most, and then try to make it available via stream.
That's actually a pretty smart idea.
Right?
Yeah.
So, because they can't get everything. Like, they can't get Game of Thrones and stuff because they don't have a lot. But, you know, the things that they can get.
Yeah.
So that makes a ton of sense to me.
Yeah, it does.
I would much rather, you know, watch them legally by paying my monthly fee to Netflix or Amazon Prime. Or there's also a service I use called Viki.com, VIKI.com, that, you know, is legally licensed content and pay for it, then, you know, try to do something that's really hard to do and basically a pain in the behind.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're never sure if that other service that's not legal
right.
has phishing software.
Exactly.
Right. Spyware or anything
yeah,
like that.
Bad things other than the fact of what you're doing. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. But in any case, yeah, if you do see Man from Uncle, I think you'll, you know, again, you know, it's a 1960s product, so I hope that the movie maybe does not quite steampunk, because that's not quite appropriate, but, you know, has some retro high-tech stuff. I think that'll be fun to watch. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, well, this has been Comics News Podcast number 69. My friend Jay Stone and I have gone through a couple of the big trailers for the big movies that are coming up this summer. Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Fantastic Four, all Marvel properties. Terminator Genesis, not really a comic book movie, but, well, you know, we like it. And Man from U.N.C.L.E., which we are forcing into the comic news topic area because it was in a Gold Key comic, as Jay just reminded me. So, not sure what we're going to talk about next time, but we definitely, in a couple of weeks, will have both seen Avengers 2, and we'll have, we'll figure out the whole spoiler thing on that. But we'll talk to you next time.